Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rutman. A library branch in Wichita has been forced to close.
The Hayesville Community Library is closed until further notice due to what's being described as a bed bug infestation. Library Director Ken Bell said a staff member began noticing the tiny bugs last weekend. The bed bugs are said to be concentrated in three areas of the building. Staff will continue to work at the library's outdoor gazebo on weekdays to aid customers.
The University of Kansas Jayhawk Global has announced the appointment of Jennifer Johnson as the director of Kansas Fire and Rescue Training Institute. Johnson joined the institute back in January of 2020 as an assistant director and certification program manager. She takes over from former director Kelly McCoy. This is Kansas Information Network News.
The Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Earlier this year, the EPA released a proposed strategy for herbicide use.
EPA's herbicide strategy is an attempt to try to bring into compliance their pesticide regulations with Endangered Species Act.
John Walt Boatwright, Director of Government Affairs for Farm Bureau, talks about the EPA strategy.
Anytime that they consider, review, or register a pesticide product, they must factor into the impacts of that product on endangered species and the critical habitats on which those species rely.
The EPA recently extended the comment period for the proposed strategy to October 22nd. For more info, go to fb.org and listen again here for more from The Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Hey, y'all. My name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A's spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Law enforcement authorities are investigating a suspect in connection with an incident that forced a school and hospital into lockdown just before 7 a.m. on Wednesday in Sheridan County. According to a media release, Sheridan County Sheriff's deputies and Hoxie Police responded to a report of a theft and criminal trespass in the 1800 block of Sheridan Avenue in Hoxie. And through their investigation, officers identified a suspect as 30-year-old Olajuwon Scott. And just after 7 a.m., officers made contact with him at the corner of 16th and Sheridan. After locating stolen items among the suspect's personal belongings, officers attempted to place Scott into handcuffs. However, he resisted and fled. Despite a thorough search, officers were unable to locate him. So, as a precaution, the Sheridan County Health Complex and USD 412 schools were placed on lockdown. Then, just after 10:30 a.m., officers contacted the suspect by phone and he surrendered without further incident. Scott was booked into the Thomas County Jail while formal charges are requested with the Sheridan County Attorney for theft and interference with law enforcement. Kansans with suspended driver's licenses will soon have more help to work on getting them back. Kansas Legal Services received a $334,132 grant from the Legal Services Corporation to expand and improve pro bono or free legal services for low-income Americans. And Kansas Legal Services plans to use the grant money to help Kansans get their driver's licenses reinstated or changed to restricted status. Kansas Legal Services reported that this removes a serious barrier to clients' employment or education opportunities, and the project will engage volunteer attorneys and legal interns by giving them free legal training and requesting a commitment to participate in time-limited clinics to meet with eligible clients. Legal Services Corporation is awarding 17 grants totaling $5 million in 2023, and the nonprofit has awarded 139 grants totaling $40 million through its Pro Bono Innovation Fund. Governor Kelly announced the Kansas Department of Health and Environment will receive $1,185,000 over 5 years to build public health infrastructure and increase capacity to treat Alzheimer's disease and related dementias. Kansas was one of 43 recipients of funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention through the Building Our Largest Dementia Infrastructure for Alzheimer's Act. The funding will be used to reestablish an Alzheimer's disease coalition in Kansas, which will use the Centers for Disease Control's Healthy Brain Initiative State and Local Roadmap for Public Health to revise and implement proven strategies in the Alzheimer's State Plan. And it will also support the Kansas Department of Health and Environment and its partners to implement activities to support the revised state plan. Governor Kelly said her administration continues to be laser-focused on providing resources fundamental to the health of all Kansans, including those with Alzheimer's disease and related dementias. Those efforts are part of a Kansas Department of Health and Environment initiative that helps clinicians refer patients to community supports, and the project will work with Kansans with Alzheimer's disease and related dementias, caregivers, and health care providers. This project will strengthen and expand community partnerships, data availability for decision-making, and public knowledge about brain health and support services. And the project will also reduce stigma and bias about cognitive decline. The project will emphasize coordination across community and clinical systems to strengthen Kansas's basic foundations of health and health equity. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinics would like to wish our Blue Jays and Huskies the best of luck this school year. Remember to please wear your safety gear properly and stay plenty hydrated. Parents, we want to remind you that our medical clinic is here to keep your athletes healthy year-round. Our physical therapy department is also available to help students perform at their very best. Call the medical clinic at 785-877-3305 or physical therapy at 785-874-2222. Go fight, win, and make Norton County proud.
Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt said many Kansas students will learn many new and valuable skills to prepare them for their lives and future careers, and financial literacy is a key part of that education, with programs like the Stock Market Game, which gives students a great opportunity to learn about important investing principles. 2023 marks the 20th year that the Office of the Kansas Securities Commissioner, a division of the Kansas Insurance Department, and the Kansas Council on Economic Education, or KCEE, have partnered to bring the Stock Market Game to Kansas students. For the 2022-2023 academic year, over 2,400 teams totaling approximately 8,500 students from 159 schools participated in the game, and in addition to learning the fundamentals of investing, students who participate in the Stock Market Game increase their performance in math, economics, and language arts, while learning team-building skills. The Kansas Insurance Department provides a grant to KCEE to fund and administer the game. The Stock Market Game is an activity of the SIFMA Foundation, which is committed to creating a more equal society by educating young people about the importance of personal finance. The Stock Market Game originated at Buffalo State College's Center for Economic Education in 1976, and in 1977, Kansas became the second state to adopt the program. Since 2000, the KCEE has administered the game in Kansas, and since 2003, the Office of the Kansas Securities Commissioner has been a proud supporter. Teachers can register for or learn more about the Stock Market Game at stockmarketgame.org. Today, Congressional FFA Caucus co-chairs U.S. Representative Tracy Mann of Kansas and Jimmy Panetta of California, and Career and Technical Education Caucus co-chairs Representatives Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania and Suzanne Bonamici of Oregon, along with 29 other members of Congress who co-sponsored, introduced a resolution recognizing September 21, 2023 as National Teach Ag Day in celebration of the important role that agricultural education teachers play in America's schools and communities. Representative Mann said this resolution recognizes the tireless efforts of agricultural educators who are committed to training and equipping the next generation of leaders who will feed, fuel, and clothe the world. He said he hopes that it sends a strong message to current and future agricultural education instructors that Congress is proud of the career path they have chosen and of the way they continue to invest in the future of agriculture. Today, there are more than 14,500 agricultural educators in nearly 9,000 agricultural education programs in all 50 states, Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and Washington, D.C. And more than 2,700 students are currently enrolled in agricultural education degree programs at colleges and universities across the country. You can find out more about National Teach Ag Day at naae.org/teachag. Resources to help children travel safely by properly using car seats and restraints are available in conjunction with Child Passenger Safety Week, September 17th through the 23rd. And this safety campaign focuses on educating the public on correct installation and use of car seats throughout the year. The Kansas Motor Carriers Association recently donated 22 car seats to the Kansas Highway Patrol that will be distributed across the state and given to parents or caregivers in need. And in addition, a national seat check is taking place on Saturday, September 30th. The Kansas Traffic Safety Resource Office urges those transporting children to visit ktsro.org to find the car seat check station nearest to them for an appointment. Motor vehicle crashes are a leading cause of death for children, and according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's latest research, 46% of car seats are misused. And in Kansas in 2022, 16 children age 18 and under died as a result of being unbelted. The common issues are that children are being put in the wrong type of car seat for their age and size, and car seats are being installed improperly, both of which leave children vulnerable to injury in a crash. To find out more, as the KTSRO offers free online resources regarding safely transporting child passengers, you can visit ktsro.org. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union proudly supports our local athletes and wishes them good luck this season. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we work hard every day to make life a little better for you, your family, and our community. When you need to open a checking or savings account, get a new debit card or credit card, apply for a personal, auto, or mortgage loan, or seek financial advice, United Northwest Federal Credit Union is here for you with better and more personal service. For more information, visit unwfcu.org. Equal Housing Lender. NCUA insured.
As you crave a taste explosion that'll make your taste buds dance, Sonic of Norton should be your ultimate destination for flavor-packed fun. Picture this: sizzling burgers, crispy tots, and mouth-watering shakes, all served up with a side of retro charm. And don't forget their famous happy hours from 2 to 4 p.m. where you enjoy half-price drinks and slushes. Don't wait. Rev up your taste buds and head to Sonic today, where every bite's an adventure and every sip is a celebration of flavor.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. The latest U.S. Drought Monitor map from the National Drought Mitigation Center shows in Kansas, a little over 19% of the state is out of abnormally dry or drought conditions. That's the highest the number has been since August of last year. Now, 67% of the state remains in drought conditions. That's about a point and a half drop from last week. But on the other end, 22% of the state remains in extreme to exceptional drought conditions. That's almost a 1.5 point jump from last week. In other agriculture news, USDA will be continuing its partnership with Coca-Cola to restore forest and watersheds. Gary Crawford has the story.
It was 2013 when the U.S. Department of Agriculture signed a 5-year agreement with the Coca-Cola Company to share the costs of Forest Service projects to improve watersheds, conserve water, and such. The agreement worked so well it was renewed in 2018 for another 5 years. And this week in Washington, officials of the Coca-Cola Company and USDA have gotten together to renew it again. Kurt Ritter with Coke and Deputy Ag Secretary Sochil Torres-Small telling the signing ceremony.
We've invested together in the wetlands and river restoration and restoring beaver dams. And it's an incredible example of the things that can be done when we partner.
So thank you so much for not just the monetary impact, but the impact that you're having on water and sustainability and on building partnerships that hopefully will continue to persist long into the future.
And with that, they signed the agreement carrying that partnership at least 5 more years into the future.
Yay.
This is Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
All right. Thank you very much, Gary, for the update. And you're listening to Agriculture News here on the Kansas Agriculture Network.
The one thing between you and a bag of America's number one soybean brand, the single tear strip that takes less than a second to open. That's how close you are to the best agronomic performance a soybean seed has ever achieved, whose number one status makes you rethink everything you thought you knew about yield potential. Go ahead. Have at it. Pioneer brand A-Series soybeans. Number one for a reason. Visit pioneer.com/performance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Precipitation chances will increase today and through the weekend for a good portion of Kansas with a low-pressure shortwave moving in. That'll be followed by a warm front and then a cold front over the weekend. The best rain chances will be in the central and eastern counties. We may even see a few severe storms popping up in the state over the weekend. Temperatures will stay warm today and tomorrow, at least for the western counties, slightly cooler on Saturday, and the whole state will cool off on Sunday with highs staying near 80. On the map, heading into the afternoon, a couple of low-pressure troughs are set up over central Kansas with a low over northeast Colorado, and we have moist air rolling in from the southern plains. Pretty warm again today in our western counties. Highs in the mid and upper 80s will stay mostly in the low to mid 80s for the eastern counties with increasing cloud cover and scattered showers and thunderstorms popping up through the afternoon. A few storms will last into this evening in the overnight hours with that low moving closer. Then on Friday, a warm front will cross into the western counties, so temperatures there will be very warm, highs near 90. Different story for the eastern counties with a good chance of showers and thunderstorms and will stay in the 80s. Another low and cold front will develop in the northern plains late Friday. Then on Saturday, that low and warm front will cross into the state early in the day, followed by the cold front in the afternoon. Mostly dry for the western counties, but some strong thunderstorms are possible in the central and eastern counties Saturday afternoon. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, mid to upper 80s with mid to upper 50s overnight. North central, low to mid 80s and low to mid 60s for the overnight hours. Northeast, low to mid 80s with low to mid 60s overnight. Upper 80s southwest, and tonight we're in the mid to upper 50s. Mid 80s south central and mid 60s for the overnight. Mid 80s southeast, and tonight we're in the mid 60s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.